You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wisely. I'm going to continue with my guest, Carrie Rivera. It's a fascinating show. I did find the documentary she's talking about, The Universal Antidote, and I will post that into the chat at immunizewisely.chatandgo.com. So I would, you know, consider that you look at it and bookmark it and share it with as many people as you can. So, and I'm sure you're probably featured in there, right, Carrie?
I don't think I'm mentioned in there at all. I think it's about
Jim.
I think there's a little bit about Jim. I think there's a little bit about Andreas. And it's just pretty much the science. You know, this goes really far back. Chlorine dioxide isn't just like, didn't just fall off the turnip truck with Jim Humble. There was a lot of stuff going on even way before that. So that's what really opened my eyes. I kind of thought Jim was sort of like the, you know, the guy who really brought it forward. He's really the one that used it mostly for healing and, you know, got most of the flack for that. But there was a lot of stuff going on even before.
Wow, great. Yeah. That is way cool. So, you know, obviously you've worked, I mean, you'd say, you know, 800 people, and now you're working with adults, and certainly, you know, your books are reasonable, you know, to at least be able to get a downloadable copy, you know. So I would like to know some of your more difficult cases. Mm-hmm. You know, and what some like take some of one of the most severe cases, because sure. You know, I've seen some of these children, and it's like, how do you get them to stay still? And then you're using enemas. I mean, I would probably wanting to use a Coloma board. You know, I'm big on my Coloma board because it's so much easier than an enema. You probably are familiar with that.
Yes, I'm familiar.
Yeah.
I'm familiar. Well, kind of, yeah, I think that that's really an important piece, and I think that's an important piece for healing, as do many of the healers out there believe that. As far as one of the more difficult cases is really a great story. There's a woman, her name is Laurel Austin, and she's one of my heroes. She's a mom who actually wanted to help her 26-year-old, nonverbal, very aggressive, epileptic son get better. And he was in kind of a care home, and the divorce was difficult. And then, you know, the possession of the kid, and all that kind of stuff. So, okay, complicated everything, but she was able to get a medical doctor to follow her case while she started this protocol, and she had his blessing. Okay. So she starts the protocol, and she's got videos, and she's actually got a YouTube channel, Laurel, Laurel Austin. And she has videos of her son before and after. So before, there he is, she talks about, you know, 30, 40 seizures a month. And you see the guy, he's a 26-year-old, you know, man. He's biting himself. He's yelling. He's, you know, like hitting himself. I mean, really a dramatic video. And then she shows you, like, 3 months into chlorine dioxide, he's sitting in her living room, and he's smiling. She's like, hi, Jeremy. And he's like, waves. I mean, this is a child who's now not in pain, obviously. He's a, you know, happy, not in pain, not having any of these life-threatening seizures anymore. They're done. They're over. He's not having seizures. His epilepsy went away.
And this then, is, of course, wait.
Yeah.
26 years old. Usually the later, 26 years old, he's not a child anymore.
No.
See, this is usually the thing, the big block people have. It's like, you got to catch it when they're younger.
Oh.
You know, the earlier, the better. And the longer you wait, you know, it's
depends
like
depends what your tools are. What are your tools?
Exactly.
If you're
going to
give a bunch of supplements and a couple of rounds of an antifungal, well, yeah, you better get them at like 12 months, you know. So,
right, No, this is exciting.
Oh, it's really, really cool. And he was totally nonverbal by the time he was 2.5 years old. By the time he was 27, he has a plethora of words. Now, I don't think he's carrying on conversations like one we're having right now, but he's able to say the things he wants, and he's got many, many words. And by the way, he's bowling like 120 or something. His bowling, I mean, it bowls way better than I do, and he's really enjoying bowling. That's one of his big things. Like, he didn't enjoy anything about life, you know? Nothing about life was going well for him. So he's living a much better life today. And people say, well, yeah, he's not recovered. Well, we're not done either, by the way. But, I mean, who knows where that can go? And right. We're just talking about one of the more severe cases because, like you said, you know, this is an adult with autism. He was already in a home. It was already beyond. There was already a lot of pharmaceutical drugs that were used on the guy, and he still wasn't any better at that point. And so the mom said, you know what? I'm going to give this, you know, the college effort, and she did it, and she did it with the support of a medical doctor. And, of course, yeah, the news went to her house, and the trolls were all over her, and she had to pay lawyers. I mean, you know, these are like middle class people. Like, these are not like extra. We're not extra special millionaires that are doing this kind of thing. We're just trying to share what's happening. So maybe we can help another fellow who's suffering in his misery, quietly screaming and seizing and every other godforsaken thing that doesn't have to happen.
Exactly. So how? Okay. When can you give me a timeline? I mean, he's obviously continuing with this protocol.
Right.
Hopefully, you know, to recover more and more. So what day is it today compared to when he started?
I think we're 3.5 years later, I think now.
And so he continues to improve.
From what I understand, yeah, I don't talk to his mom on a regular basis, but I know the last time we did talk, she said that he now has, because at first she was like, he has 3 words, he has 10 words. Now we have many words, many. So there's not like a number limit on his words anymore. And he continues to be seizure-free, and he's not hitting himself, and he's smiling, and he's happy living at home, and he still goes to his, like, day program where they do activities and things of that nature.
Wonderful.
Right. Oh, so I know. It's so cool. I know. I'll be celebrating everybody she out, but because there's so much bad information, that's why, like, I don't really have, like, a friendly character anymore for when people say bleach, because it removes the possibility for a parent to even look down this road when you hear that word, because you know bleach is the stuff you put on the floor or the stuff you put on your clothes, and you know that that's something you're probably not supposed to be ingesting. So when there's this complication of it, it actually makes people run away, and most of these kids will go through their life with autism and they will never recover. They will live silently in their pain. When you have the guts of these kids, I mean, their guts are beyond leaky. They have, you know, encephalitis, and they have, you know, everything is itis in these kids, everything. So everything's inflamed. They're in pain. They're miserable. So why can't they have a chance to heal, feel good, smile, enjoy life? I mean, they're not, like, people will say, oh, yeah, he hits himself. He likes to hit himself. No, he's like, you know, figure out how you could help me so that I don't have to feel bad anymore. And for the 1 second that he gives himself a slap upside the head, now the pain is no longer in his gut. It's in his head. And then it goes back to being in his gut 1 second after the head pain goes away. So it's just, you know, God bless our kids. And, you know, I'm sick of people getting in the way of their healing. I'm going to go nuts.
So, yeah, I know. No, I do everything I do is for the next generation. I mean, I'm passionate.
Good for you.
So, I'm totally very excited about having you because
we don't
have a world without children that are functional. They replace us. And if you don't have functional children, we've lost the human race.
And actually, that's what we're fighting for right now. It's not a joke what you just said. It is so incredibly true. That's why what we're doing actually does matter. And there's a big fight on. And I don't know if you ever saw the Disney movie. It was about 20 years. It was called A Bug's Life. And this, I don't know if they were locusts or what they were, but they went into the ant colony, and they would steal the ants' food that they prepared for all winter. And the locust or whatever they were, where they would play around, and the head locust comes in and he says, if those ants ever know that they outnumber us, you know, 1,000,000 to 1, there goes our way of life. And that's the exact same thing that you see when you see, like, the politicians, or you see these people that are, they're oppressing us, we the people who pay the taxes, who pay their paycheck. So why aren't we having more control of my body, my choice, excuse me, you know, I want the vaccine or I don't want the vaccine, I want glyphosate or I don't want glyphosate, and, you know, why don't we have that? And why are we like so afraid of them when there's more of us than there are of them? And they're not representing us anymore.
Well, of course not. They haven't been for a long time. And it's real clear that the central bankers that have control of the whole world's money system seem to have another agenda. Right. But let's get back to your son. You have a son, and you were also suffering some until you hit on chlorine dioxide. Now, how is he today?
Well, Patrick is fantastic. He's, you know, lucky to have a girlfriend and have a full life. Some of our kids go on to have like the perfect life. Some of the kids recover completely. And then some of the kids recover. The thing is, there's been, there was a time when there were Facebook groups in excess of 50,000 people. And that was in various languages, like from Turkish, English, Spanish, Portuguese, Russian, you name the language. There was about 13 different languages, and we had about 50,000 people in there before Facebook took down all the groups like overnight in 2019. But up until that point, there were lots of kids doing the protocol. So while not everybody was recovering, there's more than 2,000 people recovering. People say, well, 2,000 out of 50,000, that's not so good. But like, you know, I mean, there's people that are giving their kids, you know, McDonald's, and then they're like, hey, he had a dose of CD today. You know, it's like, that's not going to work. But people that really did the protocol, the kids are recovering, the kids are healing, they're getting better. And then some of the people are just going to get to a point where some of the kids are going to get to the point where they're better, and then eventually they don't get any better. It doesn't really matter what you do, because there is some level in some of the kids, not all the kids, and you don't know until you get started, but isn't it better that, for instance, we used something called an ATEC score. It's at autism.org. It's Autism Treatment Evaluation Checklist. So you go there, it's free, and you do this questionnaire, and you get a number. 0 to 10 would be somebody who's typical. Like you and I would probably be somewhere between 0 and 10 on there. And then someone like my son, when he started, before he started the protocol, was about 147. So he was like, didn't talk, drooling, didn't sleep well, diarrhea, like everything was going wrong for us. And then you start working these protocols, and the numbers fall down. And of course, you're looking for 0 to 10. And that's, you know, you always want to measure, like every 3 months, you want to be doing your ATEC score just to measure how you're doing. Is the diet working? Is the protocol working? You know, maybe you're doing somebody else's protocol. You're not doing my protocol. But, you know, always keep a measure to make sure that you're actually improving. Otherwise, if you're not improving, change. You know, we don't have like an unlimited time, like, you know, you're saying, well, you know, the earlier you get it, probably the better. Yeah, of course, the earlier, if you get like a 6 month old who stops pointing and stops looking, and you turn them around, by 9 months, they're back on track and they're fine. You take a 2 year old, you probably have a better chance as well. And of course, as we get older, you know, some of the stuff is more set in, but that doesn't mean it's always the case, because there's a lot of people. I remember the other day last year, a mom sent me an email, like with her 16 year boy, she started one of those products that, you know, was a, like the one that took off after the GC Map. It's not GC Map anymore. But anyway, and she started with that product. She's like, Carrie, he started talking for the first time in 16 years. He was nonverbal up until 16, like where my son was verbal before autism. But this child was totally nonverbal and started to have speech after this product. So you go, wow, you know, there are limitless possibilities when you start treating with the appropriate things. You know, just by giving supplements, you know, people, oh yeah, well, my kid is low in magnesium, I'm going to give magnesium. Yeah. I'm low in this, I'm going to give this. But those are not things that are going to actually bring down pathogen load that's going to reduce the overall body burden and oxidative stress from those pathogens being in there. Oh, and I want to mention, a lot of people say, yeah, well, chlorine dioxide is a pro-oxidant, so that's going to increase your oxidative stress. No. Oxidative stress comes from pathogens in the body releasing their toxins to the body. That's what causes oxidative stress. So once you reduce the toxin, the pathogen load in the body, the toxin load goes down and you no longer have that oxidative stress happening.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, the pathogens are actually feeding on a lot of the toxic metals and they're pooping it out too.
Right. Yeah.
So you know, let's go back. You mentioned the ATEC score, you know, ATECS or whatever it is. Can you, you know, a lot of us are unfamiliar with that score. So can you explain that?
Yeah. So there's it was started by Dr. Bernard Rimland in 1970. It's called the Autism Research Institute. And he was a board certified psychiatrist from the military. And his son, one of his three children, was diagnosed with autism in the late 50s, early 60s. And he wrote a book called Infantile Autism back in 1964. Basically, up until that point, they thought it was the mother, the refrigerator mother, that why the child was, you know, not okay. And then he said, well, that can't be because I have three children. My wife is the same to all three of the children. The other two don't have autism and my son does. So he basically wrote that book. And from that point, people started to share, gluten-free diet helps and my kid and cod liver oil helps my kid and magnesium and B6 helps my kid. So he started to kind of put all this together. Then he opened the Autism Research Institute in 1970. And then sometime in the 80s or early 90s, he came up with this autism treatment evaluation checklist, which we call ATEC, A-T-E-C.
Okay.
And what it is, it's a series of five subject matters. You know, one is like speech, one is behavior, one is physicals. And so you answer these questions, and at the very end it says calculate now. You click the button, and it pops up a number. So that's your number. And then from there, we're looking to get between 0 and 10, and your number between 0 and 10 would put you to be recovered. And that's what we're working towards.
Okay, so it's a checklist that's from Bernard Rimland.
Yeah,
so
it's like a questionnaire, helpful. Basically, and it gives you a tally at the end.
Uh-huh, that's good. So then you can take this checklist over and over again as you're progressing with your treatment. So you're
absolutely. It's really important because otherwise I see people like, well, I've been doing this protocol. Well, he looks a little bit better. You know, like, what does that mean? Well, it looks a little bit better. Well, what does that mean? It's not tangible. You know, when we look at the ATEC score, these are numbers you can actually hold on to. You know, a 78 is now a 68 means, okay, we're doing something, you know. Oh, it was 78 and a 68, but that took me a year to get there. Change course, you know what I mean? So this is also gives us a way to judge what we're doing.
Exactly. And then there's, of course, biochemical individuality. You know, that's why you found that you tried all kinds of different things that didn't address what your son and your specific needs are.
Right.
So that's important. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I want to go ahead and mention that we do have callers and they are interested in talking to you. So, we may just have a lot of callers. Is it okay if we start taking callers?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Okay. Yeah, because they can always go to your website and look in the chat room for resources, too. So, I mean, you know, if you know, I think that's important. They want to interact with you. So
nice.
The number, let me just put out the caller number. It's 512-248-8252. That's also on the homepage at republicbroadcasting.org. And we already have a caller, Pat in Texas. Welcome to the show. And you have a question for Carrie?
Well, I have a question as she tried these things. I remember when Pat Robertson, I mean, many years ago, I was ironing. See how long ago that was? And he was talking about how they had started giving trisomy, you know, I don't know what trisomy is, mongoloid kids, high amounts of protein and just watching their IQ go up, up, up. And the other thing is, when my husband was out of it for 30 minutes, he didn't breathe, and they called him a miracle. But on the other hand, they just kept wanting to do MRI on his brain. Yeah, sure. I said, no. Sorry, it's nothing you can do about it. But what I found out was that hyperbaric chambers will take somebody who is stuck in a fetal position all their life and make them normal.
Yeah, I have a hyperbaric chamber, and that is the last part of my protocol, actually, in my book, Hyperbarics. The hyperbaric section was written by Dr. Bob Sands. He unfortunately passed away, but he gave the world a lot of alternative use for hyperbarics. Hyperbarics is actually used for 13 different illnesses that are covered from insurance companies. But he used to do a lot of off-label stuff for, like, drowned victims, autistic kids, cerebral palsy, Lyme disease, multiple sclerosis. And I was actually at his clinic back in 2006 doing hyperbarics with my son in San Diego, California, and I met a lot of people with very interesting results. It was amazing to see, even including one child from autism that was recovered under his care.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Okay. I just thought I'd throw that in because my son told me in Florida that some people built a hyperbaric chamber for poor people who can't afford that.
Wow. Great.
Because they make it so high, you know, it's not necessary. The more you had, the more it would, less it would cost to use it. But you know how it is. So I'll let you go. Thank you.
Well, and I think it should be noticed that it's the last of her protocol. She has other things that come before the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. So thank you, Pat. We have a commercial break, so please stay tuned.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. We have a short segment before we are going to take callers officially, and that number is 512-248-8252. But Carrie wants to address why the hyperbaric oxygen chamber is the last thing in her protocol, why the other things are, you know, paramount to be ahead of it.
Yeah, exactly. So when you're doing hyperbarics, it's a pretty good idea if you want to have your pathogen load down a bit, quite a bit, because there are aerobic bacteria and aerobic parasites. So they would actually take advantage of the oxygen-rich environment and become more difficult to eradicate from the body. So, for instance, strep bacteria, which seems to be very common in the autism community, and we have something called PANDAS, pediatric autoimmune neuro disorder associated with strep, and the strep seems to get get hardier with the chamber. So actually the kids usually finish hyperbarics. If you're doing, if it's a PANDAS kid, a strep kid, they usually are worse after doing hyperbarics. So you really want to work down your parasites and your bacteria especially. And then at that point, it's a good idea to do chamber. I've also had the experience where some of the kids, their heads were like, I mean, you could visually see that they had encephalopathy so bad that their heads were actually kind of not formed right. They were actually having kind of bulges and things like this, or maybe the head even looked large. And those are kids that really will benefit from the chamber, but I would still think it's a good idea to get maybe 6 to 12 months protocol and then get them in the chamber as soon as possible. But some of the things that definitely are chamber indicated, the autism spectrum, Down syndrome, and cerebral palsy urgently, because cerebral palsy is a lack of oxygen at birth causing brain damage. And the hyperbaric chamber will take down brain inflammation. That's what's so amazing about the hyperbaric chamber. You know, of course, it's great for like wound healing and diabetic feed and bone welding together. Whatever, you have broken bone, it puts the bone back together faster and stuff. So lots and lots of benefits with the hyperbaric chamber, but there's definitely a time and a place for it.
Oh, that's very interesting to me, especially, you know, we have a lot of adults with CP, and I'm wondering, you know, well, yep, they should do the whole protocol, too, just like for a child.
Yeah, I mean, the chamber is something kind of like, you know, the same story where, like, it's better when you're younger, the benefits are better. But
right.
Definitely it's something you want to do. Now, the other thing with the hyperbaric chamber, like the caller was saying, it's very expensive. But it's very expensive because the machines are very expensive. It's not really expensive because you want to make it expensive. I bought a machine for my clinic. It was $150,000. It was, you know, between my mother and my in-laws and us, we you know, bought the chamber. But it was a really pricey thing. But my son had done so well with the chamber. We really wanted to help my son further. And, of course, other people that were coming to the clinic, they benefited from the benefits of the chamber as well. But it's very expensive. It's a very expensive machine. So that's why the sessions are so expensive. And then you have to, you know, have somebody sitting there running the dial at the same time. And in Mexico, where my clinic was in Mexico, oxygen was very, very expensive in Mexico. Whereas in the States, I think you can get a dower of oxygen for like $50. In Mexico, it was something more like $500. So where the tech was cheaper than in the States, you know, we kind of had a flip-flop of it. But typically in the States, they'll charge $200 and $250 a session, and you usually need 40 sessions in 20 days. I mean, it's a big expense, but you can have really amazing results with it. And it's not usually covered by insurance, especially if it's one of these, you know, like brain injured kids, you know, like autism or the whole spectrum with CP and Down and that.
Yeah, we have a couple chambers here, and they're not, I think they've come down in price a little bit, and they're less expensive, but it would be like, you know, $70 a treatment.
Well, those are the bags. Those are those bags.
You know, right.
Your garage. That's not a chamber. That's a bag. And that guy's making boatloads of money off of selling those bags to all the, you know, poor schleps out there, basically. Real hyperbarics, which is what they're selling their product based on, real hyperbarics is it has to be stainless steel. It has to be run in a medical facility, and you have to have a doctor on the chamber because it's actually a medical treatment. It's not a bag in the corner of your garage. So if somebody wants to do $70 for a bag in the corner of your garage, don't do it.
Wow, okay, that's interesting. Okay, I'm learning all the time. Yeah, because I never really explored it that much. I've always kept myself fairly well, you know, and
the people
I deal with. Well, you know, I grew up, you know, with a non-vaccine. I was the only one that was forced vaccinated in my family. My sister is, you know, 67, and she's never had a vaccine, and my daughter's never had. I grew up with a wellness type household. My parents met over a glass of carrot juice, for heaven's sake, you know.
Oh, cool.
Back in the day. So, yeah, I'm running into people all the time, and I'm, you know, trying to help them, and I want to give them different tools.
Right.
And I certainly want them, you know, the more severe ailments, I would like to see them supervised on a program.
Right. Agreed.
Yeah, I think that's pretty important, you know, to have some kind of supervision. But for, you know, just chronic, when it gets down to degenerative, I consider autism spectrum and some of these things degenerative type illnesses.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
And they're more serious and they take more care. And you have a wealth of experience. So, yeah, we'll be taking callers the next half hour. So feel free to call in. We're coming up on a commercial break. And Please stay tuned. You're listening to Carrie Rivera.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Taking callers, 512-248-8252, and I'll go ahead and take the first caller. Tom in Utah, you know, welcome to Immunize Wisely. You have a question for Carrie?
Well, some experience. Jenny McCarthy and I did a program on autism from the vaccine damage done to her son, and she reversed his autism. What was really interesting, after our presentation, the medical staff at USC Los Angeles, they were really upset, and they were telling the crowd that this was just simply spontaneous reversal that Jenny McCarthy's son had experienced. So, you know, we found out that the medical profession are not too happy when their protocols seem to be debunked, and that you get success in simply doing things the natural way.
Well, actually, what I thought was really interesting is J.B. Handley with the doctors. So they had, the doctors had Jenny on, and J.B. was in the audience, and J.B. is extremely intelligent and very well-spoken, and he basically called up the doctors and made them look so stupid they had to cut away, and of course they wanted to say, you know, vaccines are extremely safe, because obviously that show is just promoting, you know, Big Pharma and every other thing. But yes, they did some amazing things, Jenny McCarthy and J.B., for bringing to light that autism is not only is it avoidable, but it's treatable in many cases, like Jenny had, actually recoverable.
Yeah,
see, I've had several, having worked in pediatrics, I've had several success stories where we got the children off of the antigenic diet, slaughterhouse antigens, pathogens as well, mm-hmm. and they've experienced a reversal. Beautiful experiences when that happens, when the child that went mute finally recovers speech.
Right. And so what, were you using chlorine dioxide, or are you got rid of a lot of the animal protein?
Yeah. That's basically the offending compounds in the vaccines, is the antigenic materials in the vaccine, which are animal proteins and fats.
Right.
And when you're injecting that directly into the body of a child, it sets up their immune system to attack basically all of their tissues. Mm-hmm. So if you get that aggravant or that trigger out of their diet and out of their experience, and by the way, the hyperbaric therapy is a benefit too. It pushed people into using that where they can afford it. But the other thing too, if you get the animal fats out, you automatically increase the oxygen carrying capacity of the blood. It's phenomenal how much the percentage of oxygen increases when you get the animal fats out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you, Tom. Do you have any comments on that?
No, I'm actually a big fan of the ketogenic diet. It really helps to get these kids away from seizures. About 50% of our kids are going to have seizures or epilepsy, so that's really important. Of course, you want to use a diet that's not feeding pathogens, whereas a high carbohydrate diet is going to feed candida and parasites. They just absolutely love it. So I'm a pretty big fan of what is called the ketogenic diet or modified ketogenic diet.
A modified one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, and they need that nutrition as they're growing. They need
well,
the nutrition.
Also, fat is neuroprotective. So, I mean, right. Their brains are always under attack.
Right.
Well, the best fat to wrap your nerves with is your own, produced by your own liver. So your body's not, programmed to attack the fat because it's foreign. So your own body produces the perfect fat for your myelin sheath and all of that protection that's required. Anyway,
okay. Well, thank you, Tom. I think we all can benefit from learning from each other, so I appreciate your call.
Yeah, get her to give me a call.
Yeah, she's out. Actually, I don't even know her number. She's out of country. She's visiting right now, Mexico.
Yeah, send me your number in my email, carrierivera.com, and I'll call you.
Well,
okay,
you'll have to do that for me.
No, I will. Yeah,
I paid the price for being a whistleblower in medicine.
Right, he was a whistleblower, and the Obama administration blinded him. It's a long story. So,
oh my God. Oh.
Anyway, yeah. So, but I will send you his
okay.
phone number.
Okay, because my calls will come up unavailable, or what do you call it, unregistered or whatever. It'll come up just unknown caller.
Right. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Tom.
Sure, Tom. Thank you.
Okay, we have another caller, Karen in Minnesota on line 3. Welcome to the program, Karen. Thank you.
I was just told about you from a friend that was listening to your broadcast, and I'm so excited. The thing is I have friends in North Dakota, and do you believe that people that have had concussions, numerous concussions, can benefit from hyperbaric treatment?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in that case, I wouldn't even wait. I would just get in a chamber immediately. And those bags that I'm not a real fan of, I mean, get into anything that's going to give you oxygen under pressure, even if it's a small amount, or even if you can only afford, like, just to breathe oxygen, just increase your oxygen level is going to help to take down some of the inflammation. But the best thing you could do is get into a hyperbaric chamber. 1.75 atmospheres is really great for brain injury.
Okay. Well, this is the story. My friend's son, who's 26 years old, committed suicide, which is a side effect of all these concussions. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know. Is he dead? He committed suicide successfully?
Yes, he did. Oh. His father was an athletic coach in Valley View, North Dakota. Mm-hmm. And his son committed suicide at 26 years old. He had numerous concussions because he was in athletic sports.
Right, exactly. The movie Concussion, it was with Will Smith. And they talk about this situation and what happens, and a lot of people end up committing suicide, and it is from brain injury. So, yes, you're absolutely right.
Okay, so the story is that this son that was the father, that was the coach, had a multimillionaire friend in North Dakota that had the same thing happen to a person in his family, and they got together. And they said, we have to get to the bottom of this. Mm-hmm. And so this multimillionaire hired this doctor from Chicago to come up and start a clinic up there, because she started one in Chicago. Wow. And she started a clinic up there for hyperbaric treatments. Mm-hmm. And I think there might be 8 beds. I don't know. But anyway... the final outcome was my friend, he got out of bed one day, had to crawl to the elevator to get to the clinic because he put his back out. Mm-hmm. He had one hyperbaric treatment and he walked out of the office.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And they are going, last I heard from them, they were going to be the first state in the union that we're going for insurance coverage for hyperbaric treatments.
Mm, that's wonderful.
And what else is this? I've been checking in to where I can go, and they say you need a doctor's prescription. Is that true?
It depends. Some people will actually... they do off-label, so then they just charge you a fortune. And then there are 13 different diagnoses that are covered for insurance. But if you're not one of those, you have to find a clinic that do alternative and off-label.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on, is does my diagnosis cover my insurance without a medical prescription? I mean, willing to pay.
You have to ask the insurance company, because they only cover 13 different issues.
Oh, 13 different diagnoses, huh?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But you have to talk to your insurance company.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you think that the FDA is going to ban these treatments?
The chambers, no, because they're not really getting in the way of anything they're doing.
Really?
Right. I mean, you're taking somebody who's brain injured and you're just making them a little bit better. They're still probably going to take medical drugs for different things. It's not like it's or cerebral palsy, for example. You're going to make the person better. Maybe they're going to walk, but they're probably going to still be on medication. So not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's wonderful.
Can I just ask a quick question? So chlorine dioxide floods your body with oxygen. So wouldn't you want to do that first and then do the hyperbaric?
No, it depends on what's wrong with you. I mean, your brain injury, you want to do a chamber immediately. Mm-hmm. Immediately. You know, I wouldn't even worry about anything else. Brain injury, you've got to do hyperbarics.
Okay.
Well, I've had 2 concussions. I suffer from PTSD and panic attacks.
Well, I would do chamber with you immediately. I would for sure do that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck to you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Karen. Because it's, there's all these individual ways of treating people, and it's good to know that you would do hyperbaric ahead of chlorine dioxide in these certain situations. So absolutely. I'm looking at concussion, but then I consider, a lot of the vaccines when they have extreme encephalitis.
Encephalopathy, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so encephalopathy, we would still do the chlorine dioxide ahead if it's internal injury to the brain rather than external.
Yeah, you have to look at the overall picture. That's why it's kind of, that's why I do individual consultations, like basically health coaching, because everybody has kind of a different need. I mean, some things are pretty general, and then other things we have to do them kind of based on what based on what we're hearing. Like that with this lady, for sure, she should get in a chamber as soon as possible.
Right. Okay. So we're getting really close to the end of the show. I want you to cover some things that we may have missed. I mean, there's certainly so much. What would be the first thing? Let's just say I had a one-year-old and I stopped vaccinating at 6 months because it was so bad. And I'm bringing my one-year-old who clearly has signs it's not developing properly, slow speech, was starting to babble, was, just showing just signs of not progressing.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do with my one-year-old?
I would immediately start with a gluten-free, casein-free diet, and definitely get those carbs down. High fat, neuroprotective fat is really important. I would, of course, CD, I would get some of the other things in the protocol going, and I would be doing my ATEC score every 30 days. I mean, you really want to see these little kids, they seem to recover very quickly. I've had the fortune to work with siblings of children who are quite young. So, for instance, a child is 2 years old, just got diagnosed, mom finds out she's pregnant with their next child, like, same time. The child is born 9 months later, so you got one autistic kid, 2 years, 9 months, and you have a newborn baby. Well, okay, so the mom said, I'm not going to vaccinate anymore, but guess what? By 6 months, the child loses eye contact. By 7 months, no more pointing. So we're starting to lose our milestones, and then that's when they start treating them exactly like they're treating the 2-year, 9-month-old child, or now 3-year-old child. And this baby who starts to lose the milestones regains all of those things as soon as you just make a few adjustments, and they go on to develop totally typically. So that's, the really younger, that's why when you were saying, well, the older, it's more difficult. Yes, because, there's just so much more neuroplasticity. There's so much more, developmentally what's happening when we're so young. So it is really of great benefit to do if you can start young.
Okay, so then the other thing is you do stress organic, because, I mean, the meat and the milk. Yeah. Okay, so, and raw milk. Or no milk.
No milk. Absolutely nothing dairy, nothing.
So you're encouraging people to cook from scratch, for stuff.
Right. And right, absolutely.
And you have recipes. I've seen that you have a recipe section, which
absolutely. Website. Really important to make sure that we're getting rid of all the bad stuff. And organic is, of course, very important.
Right. And where most people live, you think they have access to organic meats and vegetables and this kind of thing?
Kind of depends on where you live, but I think that, for instance, people say to me, well, we have to, watch our pennies. Of course, everybody does. So there's certain foods that you can buy, for instance, like an avocado, they have a really thick shell, or a coconut, these kind of things.
Right.
They don't have to be organic. I mean, there's really not any pesticides getting past those shells. But some things like, your leafy greens, those you really want to be organic,
Right. And then I always tell people to go to localharvest.org. I don't know if you've ever recommended that. At least in the United States, Local Harvest is a fantastic site where you can just put in your zip code and find all the local small farmers around that are growing organically. Yeah, and then you can – some of them are CSAs, community-supported agriculture, so that you can, give them some money for a year. You can come out, pick your own, or you're just supporting it and you get a box every week, So,
nice.
There's many different varieties, especially for families that have more than four in it. It's really convenient and very cost-effective. So
nice. That's great to know.
Yeah. There's lots of alternatives, you know, because I'm running into people that live in the city and they're like, well, geez, you know, I can't get away from the wireless because I make a big deal about wireless exposure too. And I'm sure you've mm-hmm. addressed that in the protocol to see if people are, you know, having corded connections, because that certainly exacerbates the, you know, the parasite problem and stuff, right?
I don't get into it because I think it's almost impossible to avoid it, especially when we're living, you know, side by side with our neighbors. And all you have to do is turn on your smartphone so that you're getting everybody else's, you know, routers registering on your phone. So I think it's almost, unless you go live in the middle of nowhere in the forest, then you got a chance. But otherwise, I think it's really difficult to do. So I don't even focus on it. Just something nobody can really do. Maybe you can turn off your router at night or hardwire, but that's, I mean, kids are running around with cell phones and iPhones and iPads all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually see it impact people a lot. So, but anyway, thanks. We're coming up on a break. We're near the end of the show, so please stay tuned. And Carrie's going to share with us her closing parts and things that she wants you to know.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Thank you.
Okay, we're at the end of the hour, and Carrie, please, I don't know why I want to call you Kelly. Sorry about that, but anyhow, Carrie, you've written a couple books, or at least co-authored the last one on using emergency medicine stuff, things that are natural. And, you know, why don't you go ahead and close out the show with things that you want our listeners to know about. You know, we have some listeners that have no internet, I want you to know. So, you know, they would just have to depend on someone to obviously access the internet for them. But go ahead and share.
Yeah, well, what I would like to share is that if you're interested and you have any questions or comments, or we didn't get to you, or, you know, there's something that you're interested in, would it work? Could this help me with this? Or could this help somebody else? My email is Carrie@CarrieRivera.com. So Carrie, K-E-R-R-I, at Carrie Rivera, K-E-R-R-I-R-I-V-E-R-A.com. So CarrieRivera.com. If you have Yahoo or you have Hotmail, you're probably never going to get my response because they've got me blocked. But I think that one of the most important things you can do is watch this video, this documentary called The Universal Antidote. I had a consultation the other day with a family who, you know, mom skeptical, dad is totally on board. The child is definitely autistic. And of course, they think that maybe there's a chance he's going to be fine, even though he's absolutely not going to be fine. He's going to get worse. And I don't mean to be skeptical, but this is what happens with these autistic kids. You know, when they're two, they're not so good. By the time they're four, they're pretty bad. And it's really, really, you know, much worse than it was 2 years prior. And they watched The Universal Antidote. And, like, they emailed me later on in the day. They're like, we're both on board. We're ready to start. You know, like, that's how you see the science. You can follow it down the rabbit hole. They give you links. There's, you know, go to Alcide. There's all of the patents. So this is very, very exciting. And there's so much history and there's so much science and information. And of course, people who like to research, you can just go to that documentary and research every little piece of it. Also, I have a website. It's called CarrieRivera.com. I have CDAutism.com. And my email. And I just think that keeping dialogue open and staying open to the possibilities of all the different things that chlorine dioxide can allow you to not die with. One of my dear friends, Roby Mitchell, Dr. Roby Mitchell from Amarillo, Texas, he passed away this past December. Rest in peace. He's very, very missed. But he had a saying, and it said, if you're not born with it, you don't have to die with it. And I absolutely believe his words. And I think all of us have to start thinking differently about when, you know, the doctor tells us, oh, you got this chronic illness or you're going to die or you got 3 months to live. There's a lot of people like Dr. Mitchell himself. I think it was about 20 years ago that he was told he was going to die of prostate cancer, and he pulled out another 20 years, totally alternative. He didn't do any chemo radiation. He lived almost 20 years cancer free. So just based on, you know, diet and health and a lot of he took a lot of black seed oil. That was, and hydrochloric acid. Those were two really key things for him.
Wow, that's interesting. So thank you so much, Carrie.
Thank you for inviting me. It was great to be with you.
Yeah, I really appreciate your information because it's all about the children, folks. About the children.
Always, you always. Know, forever and always. They're our future.
They are our future, and it's true. We have no human race without healthy children. Exactly. So God bless you.
God bless you. God bless the children.
Okay, absolutely. Love you, sweetie. You're
I love you, too. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to your people.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.